So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, the history of the life of Ajimila. Text number 55. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Hesha Prakriti Sanginam. Purusasya viparyaya asit saiva nachirad isa sangad viliyate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Paraparamahans Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Satasi Shimanabhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vidanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since the living entity is associated with material nature, he is in an awkward position. But if, in the human form of life, he is taught how to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, this position can be overcome. Please repeat. Since the living entity, the word prakriti means material nature, and Purusha may also refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one wants to continue his association with Prakriti, the female energy of Krishna, and be separated from Krishna by the illusion that he is able to enjoy Prakriti, he must continue in his conditional life. If he changes his consciousness, however, and associates with the Supreme Original Person, Purusham Shashvatam, or with his associates, he can get out of the entanglement of material nature. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Cha Medibam Ivam Yo Veti Tatpata. One must simply understand the Supreme Person, Krishna, in terms of his form, name, activities, and pastimes. This will keep one always in the association of Krishna. Tvaktva diham puna janma nayeti mameti sojuna. Thus, after giving up his gross material body, one accepts not another gross body, but a spiritual body, in which to return home back to Godhead. Thus one ends the tribulation caused by his association with the material energy. In summary, the living entity is an eternal servant of God, but he comes to the material world and is bound by material conditions because of his desire to lord it over matter. Liberation means giving up this false consciousness and reviving one's original service to the Lord. This return to one's original life is called mukti, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Muktiri hitvanyatarupam Swarupina Vyashtiti. Om Agyan. Since the living entity. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us the process how to become free from material energy, how to overcome it, and go back home, back to Godhead. And the recommendation is there is that simply one has to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, here we get a wonderful opportunity. We have Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nithai, Gopal. This association, we can see them, we can hear their glories, we can touch them, the pujaris, we can smell the fragrance from their altar. We can chant their glories. So like this constant association, constant absorption in the Supreme Lord, this is the secret for freeing oneself from material nature. Because the material nature's Maya Devi's power is that she simply absorbs your consciousness in her. That's her power. But if the consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, then her power fails to act. So then one can become released. So this is the actual original situation of the Lord. It mentions here, Srupina Vyavashtiti. It means one constitutional position. Mukti. Mukti doesn't mean Sayuja Mukti. Actual mukti means to be situated in one's Srupina Vyashtiti. It means to be situated in one's position as a servant of Krishna. Well, Krishna is none different than his name, form, quality, pastimes, and also his service. And specifically, we should engage in his service. This is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's come to give his own service. And all the devotees, they simply come to give us service to Krishna. From that Adbhut Mandir that is spoken of in Mayapur Dham, there's something spreads all over the world, which Prabhupada describes as love of Godhead. He said, from here, love of Godhead will spread all over the world. And in the actual shloka that is describing that, it specifically refers to service. Service to Lord Chaitanya will spread all over the world. And of course, the love is coming from service, in loving devotional service. So in this way, we can become free from the clutches of Maya. We simply absorb ourselves in Krishna. So it doesn't matter where we are, any situation we're in. If we're serving Krishna, that is a perfect situation. Although externally, it may not appear a very, the conditions and situation may not appear very good. But if we're engaged in service, that is actually perfect. But when we don't absorb ourselves in Krishna's service, often we think of absorption, it means meditation. You sit down, that is a general, absorb yourself in meditation on one point alone, on Krishna alone. But that is very difficult for the embodied living beings. They have to be active. So therefore we get the superior activities of actually being able to be active in Krishna consciousness in unlimited ways of service. But in that service, our consciousness should be absorbed simultaneously as our activities. The consciousness is more important than the activity. Prabhupada said you can... He said you can serve Krishna and still be in Maya. And Bhagavan Maharaj asked him, how is it possible, Srila Prabhupada? You're serving Krishna, you can serve Krishna and still be in Maya. He said, no, the pujari, he is directly worshipping Krishna. But he's thinking of sex life. He said, it's Maya. So consciousness is actually more important than the activity, but the combination is best. So, this is what is needed, our concentration, our consciousness, our absorption in Krishna, and that we get by association with devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often used to say that to his disciples, that it is your mind I want. not just your dandabats and words. I want your minds. So we have to learn how to absorb our mind in Krishna. Mind's absorbed anyway. Maya is expert absorbing our mind. We're always absorbed. So it's just changing that association and absorbing our mind and activities in Krishna. Or, it says here in the shloka, or in Krishna's devotees. If we associate with Krishna or Krishna's devotees, then we can learn this secret. And factually, from our personal experience, we know that it's easier to associate with devotees. It's easier to get out of this awkward position by association with devotees, because it's personal interaction, it's personal exchange, it's feeling, it's personal instruction, it's personal guidance from the devotees. So actually, to associate with devotees is actually so advantageous that here this that by association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can get out of the material entanglement. Janma karma chami divyam yoviti tatpata. That if you simply understand something about Krishna, even one thing, his form, his name, his qualities, his part, one thing, if you can remember Krishna, that one thing about Krishna. Krishna says if you can remember these things of his activity, then at leaving your body you come back home, back to Godhead. Just one of these things. Narottam Das Thakur is also pointing out, singing one song, that not only remembering something about Krishna's name, quality, form and activities, one can go back to Godhead. But even if one remembers Krishna's devotee's name, quality, form and activities, one can also go back to Godhead. This is the power of the association of devotees. It must be powerful. Look how powerful the association of Maya is. And that's just a material energy. So how powerful the association of devotees is when we come into that. How we must be protected. So it says here that we are separated from Krishna. What is that separation from Krishna? It is the illusion that he is able to think that he can enjoy the Prakriti. Yeah, Prakriti is the female energy of Krishna. And we are separated from Krishna by thinking that we can enjoy Krishna's Prakriti. So this is illusion, it says. There is no actual happiness, or we cannot factually enjoy the Prakriti, the material nature. There is one Purusha, only one Purusha. Who is that Purusha? Who is the Purusha of Bombay? Here. Govindamadi Purusham. Gopinath is actually the Purusha of Bombay. But he's only got a few disciples. He's only got a handful of it. So who is the actual Purusha here in Bombay? It is your Babalnath. Babalnath. On top of the hill there. Lord Shiva. He's very, very powerful. And him and his wife, Mumbai Devi. Everyone is their disciples, and they've got them dancing according to their order. They're all dancing disciples of Babalnath and Mumbai Devi. And under illusion, they think they're enjoying Prakriti or nature, which is feminine. Prakriti is Mumbai Devi. It's Durga Devi. Parvati. And you think you can enjoy Parvati? By enjoying prakriti, it means you think you can enjoy it. Sati is the name of Devi. It means she's the most chaste woman in the universe. How you can enjoy Lord Shiva's wife? So this is the illusion that we are trying to enjoy the prakriti, the material energy. Understanding that I am the Purusha. We have this Purusha above. So I become the Purusha. In other words, because it's conducted through illusion, through the false ego, which is the Shiva Shakti, actually we're identifying as Lord Shiva. Because he's the enjoyer of prakriti. He's the husband of Devi. So we're trying to take his position. This means imitation of Krishna. Shambhu and Devi, they are simply reflections of Radha and Krishna, ultimately. They expand to contact material world. Krishna doesn't touch material energy. So when he touches it, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. He gets the adulteration, like milk transformed into yogurt, becomes adulterated. So to touch material energy, then Krishna accepts the form of Lord Shiva. Then he can deal with material energy. He can touch it. So Lord Shiva is actually the Purusha. He is taking this position, but he understands, still he's understanding he is the acting as a servant of Krishna. But ultimately, it takes some time through different expansions to finally come through the glance of Vishnu, and Shambhu enters and Devi. But ultimately, this is actually Radha and Krishna through their different energies. They're expanding. And so, actually, the idea is that Radha and Krishna are the only enjoyers everywhere, not only in Goloka Vrindavan, but they expand as Lakshminarayan, that is the enjoyers of all the Vaikuntha planets. They also expand as Shiva and Parvati in the material world. And they're the enjoyers of the material world. So actually there's nothing in existence but Radha and Krishna's pleasure. They're the only enjoyers. What is it? Ekliya Krishna, Arshabda Britya. But there are hundreds and hundreds of forms of the Supreme Person of Godhead. But they all consider themselves servant to Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna, Radha Krishna, is the only enjoyer. So we are trying to enjoy the prakriti under illusion. Prakriti is female energy, and we're also female energy. It's a weird situation. The female is trying to enjoy it. Female, everybody understands that's pretty weird. But because we've adopted this Purusha above and think I'm the Purusha, then let me enjoy. But the thing is, the Prakriti, let me enjoy the Prakriti or the woman. The woman has also got the Purusha above. And she's all saying, she has the same mentality, let me enjoy the man. So they both have the Purusha above. So it's weird that way also. It's the female trying to enjoy a female. That's factually what's going on. And in illusion, because they both think they're the Purusha, they're the enjoyers, then it's male trying to enjoy. So both situations are completely weird. But anyway, somehow or another, we're bound up and caught up in this great illusion, absorption in it. So Krishna is coming to tell us what's happening. Otherwise, how do we know what's happening in this world? Unless we hear from the devotee, from Krishna himself, from the Shastra, it's impossible to understand how this material world is happening. The scientists, what's their biggest thing actually? They're simply trying to understand what is the source of creation. This is one of their main aims, source of creation. is created. We can tell them. Shiva and Parvati. And the will of Vishnu. That's all. These three are the creator. Shiva and Parvati are not independent. They're simply acting to the will of Vishnu because it's his dream. He's glancing over. It's an amorous dream. So they take over. So they're the actual creators of everything, but they're acting under the will of Vishnu. So therefore it said that all three are actual creators of this world. So we can tell the scientists, they're making so much endeavor to understand what the source of creation, coming up with so much speculation, we tell them, no, Shiva, Parvati, and the will of Vishnu. Now you work out how it's done by those three. That is science. You prove the evidence of the Veda, that is science. You bring it down and prove it practically, how they are the actual controllers of the... This is actual science. And in fact, this was what science... No, it wasn't actually meant for that. Swarup Damodar once, he said that science started, the idea of science was, let's probe into nature, see how nature is working, until we come to that point where we can't, by our own endeavor, go any further without accepting the inconceivable energy of the Lord at action. In other words, they're all theists. But now they've kind of put that, how far we can go until we come to the point that we have to accept the Lord and his inconceivable energy. We can't go beyond that by our speculation or experimentation. But they had that conception that ultimately God is there, but we're just playing around with material nature as science and seeing how far we can go. But now they've forgotten that aspect of accepting the inconceivable potency of God and put God right out the picture, simply trying with their feeble, how far we can go. And they will go on forever speculating. But here, we can simply tell them. You want the source of creation? Here it is. Now you explain, scientist, because you're a scientist, now you explain, and Bhagavatam also gives you the explanation how everything is broken down. All the elements are manifested one from another. So they can do it. So this is actual science. So it's simply because of illusion, because of our identification with the Ahankara principle, that we enjoy matter, because the Ahankara principle is actually Shiva Shakti. That's his energy that covers us. So by identifying through the Ahankara, then we think we can actually enjoy Prakriti. Well, actually it's through the Ahankara, which is actually Lord Shiva's position. So, in the Krishna book, when Lord Shiva is offering prayers to Krishna, and he says, "And of the universal, your universal form," he says, "I am your ahankara, I am your false ego." So he has his position in the universal form. He acts as the ahankara principle. So even the universal form has ahankara. So that's Lord Shiva. So he that's his shakti that we are covered with. So therefore, we are identifying with that through the false ego. That yes, I am the enjoyer of prakriti, but actually we don't touch it, we don't enjoy it. We're just experiencing the interactions, the results of different combinations of chemicals in the material world, which produce good or bad results, happiness or distress. But because we're identifying as part of the material, then we're thinking this is my happiness, my distress. But actually, there is no happiness or distress for the soul. He doesn't, because he can't actually touch material energy. But under illusion, he's thinking he's touching. Therefore, he's happy and distressed, and therefore he's also, at the time of death, he actually thinks, I'm dying. He doesn't, because he's eternal. So there's today is the disappearance of Sanatana Goswami. also has a very intimate relationship with Lord Shiva. They're very good friends, actually. Wherever in Vrindavan, wherever Lord Shiva made his, wherever Sanatana Goswami was and did his bhajan, you see it was the place of Lord Shiva is right close by. All those places, at Manasi Ganga and in underground, that place. Lord Shiva also had it, but actually they're very similar tattwa, except the opposite way around. Because Lord Shiva is the Ahankara principle is the, Prabhupada says it's the junction between spirit and matter. This is the Ahankara principle. We have to accept that and then we can approach matter. So it's a junction. So he's like that junction between spirit and matter. And Sanatana Goswami has the same role. He's also, he's like almost like the junction between spirit and matter. But the other way around, he can connect us to the spiritual world. So his function, he is worshipping Madan Gopalju, who is the deity of Shambhanda, establishing relationship with the material world, with the spiritual world, with Krishna. Lord Shiva is Shambhanda of the material world. He's establishing our relationship with the material world. So they both have the same functions. I don't know if that's why they're always together, but apparently they're good friends when they do. They have the same service, actually, but just... So this is the principle that Prabhupada says that the Gaudiyas, they follow very succinctly. That first they approach Madan Gopal, Madan Mohanji. He's Sanatana Goswami's deity. He's the deity of Shambhanda. He will establish relationship with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, Madan Mohan is Cupid. The attractor of Cupid. Cupid is the all-attractive feature of the material world. So Krishna is Madana Mohan. He becomes the attractor of Cupid. But he is so attractive that even millions of Cupids are attracted to him. They cannot equal him. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha. He's more beautiful than millions and millions of Cupids. So this is what they're trying to awaken. This message of all the Acharyas and Sanatana Goswami, what they're trying to awaken is that turn to Krishna and just taste a little bit of Krishna. Either some bundle is just a beginning, but just taste something. And then you'll understand that Krishna is actually the reservoir of all taste. Because the only reason you're attached to this material world is because there's some taste. That's all. It's just the taste we're after. There's nothing else. If there was no taste here, we wouldn't be interested. But because there's taste, that's what we are searching after. And to get that taste, we try 84 lakh different species of life again and again and again and again. But still we don't get satisfaction from that taste. So what Sanatana Goswami said now, put your attention now to Krishna. Make a relationship with Krishna. Have this sambandha with Krishna. Because when you taste even a little drop, immediately you'll forget all about your taste of material. Then it'll become so easy. Now it's so difficult to struggle against Maya. Because the taste is still there. It's difficult to give up. You have to give up your taste. Especially if you're not experiencing another taste. But Sanatana Goswami said, no, absorb your consciousness in Krishna, Krishna's name, form, quality, pastimes, etc. And then you'll learn to get that taste. So Krishna says, as you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So as much as we're not getting taste from Krishna, it means we're getting taste. We still have attraction for the taste of material world. Otherwise, Krishna says, I reward you accordingly. As you surrender unto me. So this is the science of devotional service. And we get it from day one, and we hear it from day one, and we should absorb ourselves in it from day one. Just absorb ourselves in service to Krishna, absorb ourselves in service to a devotee, that's all. And Then my eyes, she's there, she's attractive, but she's not for me. She's for someone else, because I'm not interested anymore. It's as easy as that. If you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said it's called the sledgehammers, the blacksmith process. Blacksmith, this is the blacksmith works with iron, heavy iron duty stuff. And the shonapati, the goldsmith, he's just making nose rings and earrings. So he has a little tiny hammer and little bits of wire, and he has tap, 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 many times. He said, but the blacksmith, he has a big sledgehammer. One stroke, boom, Prabhupada said. Finished. He said, this is Krishna consciousness, the blacksmith process. Just one stroke, boom, Maya, finished. You just have to make up your mind and decide, no more Maya. And it's as easy as that, one stroke. And just keep absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Maya will always be there with folded hands. Mukti also will always be there. But once you have this taste of Sambandha, then you will never look back. And actually, this is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It begins at this point. Because Krishna is, Bhagavad Gita is bringing the point of surrendering to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam shows you the different ways to surrender, different relationships you can have in your surrender to Krishna. And Chaitanya Charitamrita begins at that point. Of surrender. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaito Tarapana Marjanam. First thing, heart clean. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is Sambandha. Chaito Tarapana Marjanam is Sambandha. Because Chaito Tarapana Marjanam, they're cleansed when the heart is clean. That means Brahma Buddha Prashanatma. The self is covered. When you uncover that, there's realization of self. So that's actually the beginning of Sambandha, because now you've actually got connection to spirit. When you understand yourself, free from the coverings, you're spirit. So then at least you can understand spirit and spiritual nature. So that's just the very beginning. That is Sambandha. Krishna Das Kaviraj, in his beautiful prayers to Madan Mohan, I am lame and ill-advised. And Prabhupada picks up on that word, lame. In a different way, he said that lame, it indicates that he has no spiritual legs. He can't move spiritually. Therefore, he's lame. So this is our situation. Unless we know what is spirit, how can we move? If we don't know who we are, how do we know what our legs are? And if we don't know what is spiritual ground, where can we stand? So first we have to come to that point. Then you can understand what is spirit. Then you can understand who you are. Then you can understand what is spiritual legs. Then you can understand your direction. And then factually everything, the thinking, feeling, and willing will come directly from yourself, which is situated in the heart. And so therefore, Krishna Das Chaviraj says in the Chaitanamrita that although this is the goal of the jnanis, they've achieved this position, liberation from material modes of nature. This is their whole aspiration. Come to the stage of instant karma. They're longing for that position. Karma means a reaction of modes of material nature. When the modes of material nature are not acting, the karma is not acting, whatever you desire immediately becomes manifest. That's instant karma. So they're yearning for this, they're longing for this position of liberation. But Krishna Das Kaviraj says, no, he said, that's okay if it comes, but actually that's just the beginning for devotee. It's the end for the jnani. They think that's it, nothing else. Our studies are finished, after pastures finished, all of our mantras are finished, because now we know what is Brahman. But Krishna, no, he said, that's the beginning, because now the hearing really begins. Now the chanting really begins, because we're chanting with realization. We understand what is spirit. So now the service really begins to Krishna. So everything is becoming tangible now, all as reality, because we are real. So everything that's coming from us now has reality. But when we're in this unreal state, then nothing has reality anymore, except Maya. And the real reality we've forgotten, but the illusion, that becomes reality for us. So this is the awkward situation we're in. So as it Prabhupada says in Chaitanya, we should follow very succinctly this path of approaching Sanatana Goswami and Madan Mohan. That should be to first establish the relationship with Krishna. Then Govinda, who is the Abhideya, the process of devotional service, and then Gopinathji, Prayojana Deity, to love Krishna, to serve Krishna with love. So these three stages, to know Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to love Krishna, these three deities are representing. But Prabhupada said, don't try to jump over. Very succinctly, the Gaudiyas follow these principles. Very, very simple. If your heart is not clean, don't try to jump over and think that you can meditate on Gopinath or anything like that. You can do that. Also, you can serve Govinda. That's all we're doing anyway. But the concentration should be on the point of, first, let's establish a relationship with Krishna. So that's your main impetus and main realization. How to establish that relationship with Krishna. So it just depends on our seriousness, how much we want to establish that relationship. And so we just absorb ourselves in service to Krishna, trying to understand Krishna, trying to establish our relationship with Krishna, trying to please it and serve the devotees. And then all this illusory stuff is all far, far away. You just haven't got time for it anymore. In fact, it hurts your mind to leave Krishna consciousness and go off into the realm of Maya, even for a moment. So this is the situation that's described here. Because otherwise, to deal with Maya, everybody's got a question about Maya. How can I overcome this aspect of Maya? How can I overcome that aspect? How can I overcome... And it's unlimited. Even you overcome that aspect, another aspect is there, and another aspect. So it's useless worrying about trying to fight Maya. Just use the blacksmith's process, Krishna, one stroke, boom. Just absorb ourselves in service to Krishna, service to the devotees of Krishna. Then Maya has no business. That's how you got to do it. You just got to forget it. And then Krishna consciousness becomes much easier. By absorption in Krishna, name, form, qualities, pastimes, or the devotees, name, form, quality, pastimes, the same result will be there. Srimā Bhagavatam ki. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī ki. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki. Jai Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Story. Nothing goes wrong. Thank you. Hare Krishna.